Our school district report on today's local news program features Medford School Superintendent Pat Sullivan, and his topic today is on the referendum, not to be confused with another project going on at the Medford Senior High School.
The one is the referendum. Okay, the referendum has two questions. The first question is for $3.2 million, and it is maintenance projects, things that we think that the school board thinks need to be addressed by the school board and paid for, you know, by the taxpayers of the school district. The second question in the referendum is to fix the pool, and that is for $975,000. Now, I want to go back to that first question. That first question is maintenance projects around the district. Three of those projects, the track for $200,000 to replace the track surface, that's $200,000, to replace the football field bleachers in the press box, that's $350,000, and to replace the two north football field lights at $75,000. Those three projects are also on the list that the All Sports Booster Club has put together and is out trying to raise private funds for. Now, that's the only carryover between the two projects. So you have the All Sports Booster Club that wants to and came to the board, you know, a while ago and said, we want to improve the athletic complex at the high school. And they listed things like artificial turf, bleachers, track, the lights, a new concession stand. And then with that, you know, is a lot of, you know, architectural work. It's a lot of moving dirt. And they paid Rettler Company to come in and draw up this plan, and that plan has been drawn up, and it is $3.5 million, okay? Later, the school board started talking about their referendum, or a referendum. Again, at the time, nothing to do with the All Sports Booster Club. And the school board picked a bunch of projects around the district, air handlers, you know, central office server, replace the unit ventilators, etc., things like that. The other thing that the school board at that time picked were these three items that the All Sports Booster Club has on their list. And they said, you know what, we really don't think that this should be paid for, the track, the lights, football field lights, and the bleachers. We don't think that should be paid for by private contributions. That is the responsibility of the school district, and that should come from the taxpayers. So let's add that to our referendum. So those three things are on both lists. However, these two projects are separate. The All Sports Booster Club project, this may take multiple years. This may be something that is done in stages. The referendum is in April. And if the referendum passes, then that would be good news, great news, for the All Sports Booster Club and their goals. Because if the referendum passes, those things, you know, the lights, the track, and the bleachers, those would come off their costs. They're trying to raise $3.5 million. The total for those three projects for them is $625,000. So if the referendum passes, $625,000 comes off the $3.5 million that they're trying to raise. But it is very important that people understand that the school board is not going to referendum for artificial turf. We're going to referendum for those three projects that I've listed. The All Sports Booster Club is out there trying to raise money for artificial turf, for the three projects that I mentioned, for all the dirt work that's going to require, for the architectural work that it's going to require, the landscaping work that it's going to require. I don't want those things to be confused or to be seen as one, but they're two very important projects, two projects that I really support. I do think that all the things the All Sports Booster Club is working towards are things that will make our district better. And I also believe very strongly in this referendum. We've kept the dollar amount low. It is to fix things. It is things that will help us where we won't have to find them in our regular budget if we can get them through a referendum.
The Medford Area Public School District 2016 referendum is scheduled for April 5th of 2016. That's our school district report this time. Our thanks to Medford School District Administrator Pat Sullivan.